I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Did you know, because I did not, that New York City has already spent $4 billion to house and feed and provide medical care and education to more than 170,000 migrants? And that number is since the spring of 2022, 2 years, $4 billion. Now, the mayor wants Biden to pay for some of that. And the Biden administration has promised $150 million to New York City. Now, $4 billion is spent. The feds are going to give $150 million, so they say, but they have not given it. They've given $49 million. I'm sorry about all the stats, but the feds are very slow in providing New York City federal aid. Why? Well, according to FEMA, all right, the federal agency, New York City has not applied. So Mayor Adams and his people haven't filled out the requisite paperwork to get the money. Are you kidding me? So a Biden administration official, anonymous sources, of course, say, unfortunately, they've not stepped up. There really isn't a federal government problem here. New York City just hadn't submitted the documentation to unlock the funds. I believe this. So, Mayor Adams, you got to pay attention to the bureaucracy here. Now, $150 million is a very, very small amount of money, but the governor, Kathy Hochul, says she'll kick in $4.3 billion to help out with 170,000. It's got to be 200,000 now because the stats are always behind. I mean, it's just migrants pouring in here from everywhere because in New York City, they know people, and that's where migrants usually go. So they cross on the southern border, and then wherever they have relatives or friends, that's where they go. And New York City is the largest city, so of course, most of them are going to come here. California gets a slew of them as well. Okay, so if the state is going to kick $4.3 billion to New York City to help with the migrants, that should cover it, right? Wrong. Because we are going to have our taxes raised. That's where this comes home to you. There is no way on earth that New York City can spend the money it's spending and not raise taxes. And they will. The congestion pricing thing is supposed to all go to transit. Believe me, it won't. Okay? It'll go all over the place. So that's a tax rise right there, just to drive into the city. Now, I am not going to drive into the city nearly as much as I used to. I don't even know if this is going to work because I think a lot of people are like me. They're going, yeah, you know, I'm not going to go in. Now, occasionally I go into a game or a meeting or whatever, but I'll take the train. Yeah, I'll take the train. Okay. So I don't think New York City is going to make any money on me. Probably going to lose money. But people who have to go to work, commute from Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, wherever it may be. And once you get in there, I think it's below 59th Street, whacked. Boom, $15 or whatever it may be. So taxes are going to rise for working people in New York State. They have to. Already running a humongous deficit here. And Hochul's not going to cut back services. There's not going to be any restraint on spending in Albany. And Adams is just drowning. I mean, I don't know how he survives. He's just drowning because you got to deal with this humongous bureaucracy. And obviously, it didn't even apply for the federal funds correctly. So this isn't a slam. I just want to bring to your attention that this state, New York, and the city is veering into really dangerous fiscal territory, in addition to all the quality of life problems we have here. And I don't see any genius on the roster that's going to help with this. I really don't.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.